Knives, machetes, saws, and shears. Multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Hey gang, Clint Campbell here from the Truth from the Stand Deer Hunting Podcast, coming to you with a special announcement. So for those of you that have listened to the podcast for a little while, you've probably heard me allude to a special project that I've been working on that I was really excited to share with you guys, but just wasn't quite ready to give out any of the details for fear of, you know, getting derailed with timeline issues or unforeseen circumstances. So at this time, though, I'm able to actually leave the cat out of the bag and share with you what I've been working on. But before I do that, I want to give you a little bit of background on the story to kind of how this all came about, because I think it'll make a lot more sense. So if you remember last spring, if you've listened to the podcast for a little while, I took a buddy of mine hunting for the first time, introduced him to turkey hunting. And that was a great experience and super rewarding. And it was one of those things where it made me kind of take pause and start asking the question, or ask myself some tough questions. And really the main one was, when I think about hunting, conservation, or hunting lifestyle, et cetera, am I doing as much as I can possibly do? Right. And if I answered that question honestly, the answer was no. No, I wasn't doing as much as I could do. And, you know, of course I'm part of, or a member of, you know, different conservation organizations. I pay my yearly dues to be part of those, you know, but is that all I can really do, or could I do more? And I'm just like everyone else out there listening. I have a regular job, you know, married, one kid, mortgage, car payments, et cetera. So dipping into the household income to give more to conservation just really isn't in the cards. Right. And that's understandable. So I started thinking about, what are some ways that I could possibly, you know, either create opportunities or, you know, just create situations where I could give more back to conservation in whatever capacity that was. And so I started kind of brainstorming it, and was coming up with a couple ideas, but nothing that was really sticking. And then one day I was listening to a Steve Rinella Meat Eater podcast, and they were having this conversation around the same kind of topic, and it got me to start thinking, you know, where... You know, I started thinking about conservation as a whole, and the conversation around it between, or the lack of conversation around it between hunters and non-hunters. And so I started kind of questioning, you know, why is that? What's the chasm, right? Because if you're a bird watcher, a snowboarder, a mountain biker, a hiker, backpacker, whatever the case is, and you don't hunt, there's no reason for you to not appreciate hunting and its place in conservation, and vice versa, that, you know, hunters should also appreciate their conservation in the way they... or their approach in the way they consume the outdoors. And part of it is just, there's this perceived gap. And it's not really a real one, that we want different things, but the reality is that we really kind of want the same thing. We want clean air. We want clean water. We want, you know, wildlife to remain intact in places where they are supposed to be intact. And we want beautiful landscapes, and, you know, all, we want public access and public lands and all these things, right? So what's the holdup between the two sides being able to kind of actually have a civil conversation? And what I kind of came to was that we instantly recognize our differences before we recognize how we're the same. And I started thinking about, how can you, like, what's the mechanism to kind of break that, you know, defensive wall down, so to speak. And what I kind of was thinking about is that there's, you know, you always start from a place of a disadvantage from either side when you have those conversations. And so really the goal is to get the two sides to have a conversation around something they can mutually kind of agree on. Because once you look at someone and you say, you know what, we're a lot more alike than I had originally thought, it becomes a lot harder to discount that person's point of view when you've built some type of understanding of that we have a common interest. And then once you have that, then you can start to really have real dialogue and open conversation and an open dialogue about a vast variety of topics that otherwise would be possibly, you know, tenuous at best to have. So I started kind of thinking about that and was like, well, what's a common theme that like everybody likes? What's like one thing everyone could agree on, right? That's like, that would be the thing that like, if you said, hey, I like this, what do you think? They might not like that thing specifically, but like the idea of that thing. And that thing that came to me was coffee. It's the most, or I guess coffee is the, what am I trying to say here? People drink coffee more than they drink any other beverage on the planet. Right. And so that's the one thing, like across the globe, it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. For the most part, you drink coffee, or you know someone who does, or you really like coffee. And so I was like, well, why couldn't that be the thing that started the conversations? Right. If you could start from the place of like, we both enjoy coffee, this is why I like it, why I don't like it, whatever, you know, at least then you've started a civil conversation. And so I went back to kind of thinking about, well, how can I give back more to conservation? I started kind of going back to that and starting to think about, well, wouldn't it be great if I could try to add and combine a bunch of things that I like, right? And what are the things that I like? So obviously hunting is one of the things that I like. I like to talk about hunting. You know, I'm passionate about the hunting, our heritage, our lifestyle. I'm also passionate about conservation and wanting to do more and support that and making sure that we have, you know, public places to hunt and hike and camp and do all those things and make sure wildlife has places to roam and all the things associated with it. And then the other thing that kind of dawned on me was that I love coffee, you know, to the point that I started kind of DIY roasting at home and tinkering and, you know, making my own roasts and stuff like that. So I kind of thought, I was like, what if I started a coffee company that was geared toward just focused on, and its sole kind of reason for existing is to give more back to conservation than I could give back on my own. So I kind of had this crazy idea, and I went to my wife and I said, I got an idea, which is a phrase she usually gets scared when I say. And I kind of explained the idea to her, and she said, I love it. You should do it. So my wife and I worked together on it, and today I'm making this special announcement to bring to all of you Skull Brew Coffee Company. And its sole initiative is to give back to conservation more than my family could give back on their own by basically asking for the help of all you out there listening and all the people who love, you know, wildlife and the outdoors and think conservation is important. And the whole idea is that hopefully in doing so, we can start to bridge some of these gaps with those who maybe don't understand conservation or don't understand hunting. So how can you get involved and how can you help? I'm glad that you asked, because right now we have a pre-launch campaign that is live at skullbrewcoffeeperks.com. And what you do here is you go to skullbrewcoffeeperks.com, land on the landing page, you register. Once you register, it will send you to a second page and you will have a link that's populated there, or a URL that's unique to you. You can then take that link and share it on social media. You can share it via text message. You can share it via email. Email it out to all your contacts and ask them to go to the link and sign up too. And for every person that signs up under your link, you will be kind of tracked. It will track and you will build toward rewards and discounts on Skull Brew Coffee. Now, this pre-launch campaign will only be live for 7 days, so it is time sensitive, so you want to make sure that you hurry up and get involved and get your link and make sure you send it out and ask all your friends and family to then send out their link so they can get involved and try to get some coffee perks too and discounts. But once that closes in 7 days, we will then open up the regular storefront, the skullbrewcoffee.com website. And then we will be open totally for purchase and for sale. So you definitely want to go to skullbrewcoffeeperks.com and make sure you register and get your link and share that out and go ahead and earn some perks and rewards towards Skull Brew Coffee. So with that, that is the big news. We're launching a coffee company, Skull Brew Coffee, to help support conservation. Some of the organizations we're going to support initially is QDMA, RMEF, BHA, and the Nature Conservancy as well. We wanted to kind of have a broad array of folks that are doing work in a bunch of different areas. And you can actually select, when you make a purchase, you can actually select which organization you'd like to make a donation, your portion of your donation to. Every sale that we make, 10% of the sale or the proceeds will go toward the conservation group that you select. So that is the big news. We're launching this coffee company, trying to do more for conservation, doing as much as we can. I appreciate your support in advance, and of course appreciate the support you all have shown this show over the course of the past 3 years. You know, I appreciate, you know, the fact that you guys tune in, and I probably appreciate it more than you may even realize. So with that, I think we can do some really cool stuff together. I think we can, you know, hopefully make a difference, and even if it's a small difference, you know, do our own part with this company. And the goal, you know, ultimately is to make sure that we're protecting wild places. In this instance, you know, one cup of coffee at a time. So thanks for your time, and we'll see you soon.
All right, gang, the new Truth merch is in stock at truthfromthestand.com and on YouTube below any of the Truth from the Stand videos. I've got some new hats, beanies, t-shirts, long sleeve t-shirts, and sweatshirts. There's even a new do hard shit hat for those of us who like to embrace microdosing adversity. So head to truthfromthestand.com and check out the new gear and use the code TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, and save yourself some cash on the new gear.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.